National President. Rational presidents are about as common as unicorns. The process that selects presidents is not rational and does not lead to the selection of rational presidents. A rational president would oppose taxation, incarceration, and coercive education. A rational president would try to work himself out of a job as quickly as possible. I understand that my definition of rational may be different from yours, and that's just fine. You still might find my perspective on rational ways to cope with the presidency amusing. The first thing to understand is that government is an inherently criminal enterprise, and crime doesn't pay. That's why the government is always so broke. It needs to raise taxes. The government has documents that give it the power to rob, kidnap, and kill with impunity. A saint could not endorse such an organization. It requires lawyers and gangsters to continue its dysfunctional ways. Suppose there was some unlikely turn of events that led to a president that understood information theory, game theory, Pavlovian psychology, and logic. How would that president deal with his job? The first thing a rational president would do is to not move into the White House. The White House is an elite-operated honey trap that is used to compromise and control the president. The rational president will already have a social network that has been functional enough to get him afflicted with the task of being president. If you cut the president off from his established network, you cut him off from much of the information processing power that has made him successful. That also applies to senators and congressmen. The data processing procedures of the Congress should be modernized so that a congressperson could cast a vote from home or wherever she happens to be. Encouraging senators and representatives to stay in their districts would minimize opportunities for corruption. A rational president would want his presidency to be as open and honest as possible. He would do his best to minimize the number of coercive and fraudulent transactions in the U.S. government, in the general population, and in the world. A rational president would not need secret meetings to seal criminal deals. rational president would not need public recitations of platitudes to soothe the masses after secret meetings. A rational president would want to make sure that every transaction that in any way affected his job as president would be recorded and made immediately available to the world at large. Transcripts could be made using voice recognition technology and put into a database that could be searched by reporters and by the general public. There would be no question about what a rational president knew and when he knew it. Honest and open transactions can be honestly negotiated using email and video conferencing. Honest and open transactions do not require expensive trips to exotic locations. Open source government could truly transform our society and lead to a new era of previously unimagined prosperity and freedom. Some people would argue that such an open source, non-coercive strategy would result in the USA being left behind and perhaps being made the puppet of some foreign nation. That really is not the way the world works. If there are two houses in your neighborhood, and one of them is full of thieves and robbers, and the other is full of competent people who do constructive things, which house will be more prosperous? Which house makes a greater contribution to the community? Which house is more likely to be robbed? Countries rise and fall for the same reasons. As it stands, we have no idea whether our leaders are obeying the dictates of some other nation, because we don't have any idea what goes on in all those closed-door meetings. A rational president would avoid issuing orders as much as possible. Orders create blowback. A rational president would know the power of suggestion is almost beyond question. Good things can be achieved through consensus and compromise. Autocratic methods create chaos and dysfunction. A president is supposed to create a budget. A rational president would realize the best government budget is no budget at all. The best government is the government that governs through persuasion rather than coercion. If we can't get to a zero budget, government spending should be reduced as much as possible in order to minimize the amount of government-sponsored criminal activities needed to raise the cash. No government department should get funding for a new year until it has completely accounted for the funds it received in the previous year. Since criminal activities damage environments, economies, and societies, a rational president would make the deepest cuts in the departments charged with perpetrating the most serious crimes. The obvious best candidate for this treatment would be the Department of Mass Murder and Infrastructure Destruction, otherwise known as the Defense Department. Next would be the so-called intelligence agencies. Calling what these guys do intelligent is an extreme example of doublespeak. Rude, boorish, and criminal behavior is not intelligent. It is stupid. A rational president would want his representatives in the rest of the world to be rational and nonviolent. A rational president would want his representatives to make a positive contribution to the local societies they are supposed to be talking to. A rational president would know that crime really does not pay. A rational president would try to minimize criminal acts in both his personal and professional life. A rational president would know freedom works. Slavery sucks.